I'm joined by Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and John Frank with the Denver Post. Ed, this mistake happened in an expansive bipartisan bill, the most complicated bill passed during the last legislative session in the final days of the session. It shored up rural hospitals and prevented some cuts to rural hospitals, but it also did something else. This is why lawmakers came back, and it made a mistake that no one caught.
The mistake was that part of the funding in the bill, and in addition to shoring up rural hospitals, it also put $1.9 billion toward transportation and increased the business personal property tax break. And one of the ways they did that is removing the statewide 2.9% sales tax on recreational marijuana and instead boosting the special sales tax rate, which voters have previously approved, from 10% to 15%. The screw up here was that in doing this, they didn't allow these special districts, which counted on this 2.9% income, to continue to charge that tax. And so you see places like the Regional Transportation District, which runs all of the train lines and buses in the Denver metro area, losing $6 million this year because of it. You see the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District, which funds 278 different organizations from the Denver Art Museum down to very small local community centers, losing $600,000, and that's what they were brought in to try to fix up, to get that money back to those organizations.
John, before the special session started, the governor framed it as a pretty simple fix. He said no one in either political party meant to take away these pot taxes from the special districts. Lawmakers made a mistake. Lawmakers should fix it because the special districts are losing money each month. How did it go so sideways?
The governor thought it would be simple, but broke one of the original maxims in politics, which is you don't ask the question unless you know the answer. The governor thought he had the votes to get this out of the Senate committee and out of the Senate, but it turned out some votes flipped and some people changed their minds, and the governor's office left with a little egg on their face from this session. You can also argue the Senate Republicans who blocked this legislation could deserve some of the blame too. They come across looking obstructionist to a lot of people. There's been a lot of comparisons to Washington, D.C. politics here in Colorado because we had a two-day session that cost more than $50,000 and nothing happened.
I think the early winner out of this session are going to be campaign marketing groups who are going to be able to put out flyers now for the Democratic side saying Republicans don't want to help transit and arts organizations, and put out flyers from the Republican side saying the Democrats want to ram through an unconstitutional fix that takes more of your tax money without asking you. The truth is, though, I'm not sure how long the legs are going to be for this. There's going to be talk about how to possibly go about working on this in the off session, maybe come back to it in January, but this also could get lost in a lot of issues in January. We're going to be talking again about transportation funding. We're going to be talking a lot about para reform. And who knows if this might be the last serious discussion we ever hear on this topic.
It's Governor Hickenlooper's final session as governor. Does the fallout from this special session impact what happens in January?
What you heard from lawmakers at the end of the session is no, they're willing to work with the governor moving forward and they'll hit the reset button come January. But it's hard to imagine that there aren't a little hard feelings that will remain, particularly because there's a lot of behind the scenes negotiation that broke down and people changed their minds on the legislation and their minds about the approach. So yes, it's going to be hard to get some things through next session because they essentially have to start over and rebuild that trust. This all comes after one of the most productive bipartisan sessions in recent history in Colorado. So to see it end like this was quite a surprise.
That was John Frank with the Denver Post and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.